The 17-year-old accused in the Washington area sniper shootings has renewed the debate over who is an adult and who is a child in this country. Despite his age, John Lee Malvo automatically will be tried as an adult under Virginia law because he is charged with murder. NPR's Brian Naylor reports that it's an example of an increasing trend across the nation.
Last year, more than 200,000 young people under the age of 18 were transferred from the juvenile justice system to the adult system. That's what happened to John Lee Malvo. He was placed in the Fairfax County Detention Center, about 20 miles west of Washington, given a cell with a mattress and a blanket at night. The lights were on constantly. His court-appointed guardian, Todd Pettit, tried to get Malvo put in a juvenile detention center, but a judge refused. Pettit did secure reading materials for Malvo and a blanket during the day. In addition, his lights are now dimmed at night, all small concessions, says Pettit.
It is far from comfortable. It is far from extravagant. He certainly is being housed as a hardened criminal, which, of course, at this point, he is presumed to be innocent.
Mark Soler, president of the Youth Law Center, says the increasing placement of youths in the adult justice system is a response to concern in the early 90s of a juvenile crime wave.
The legislatures changed their statutes to allow more juveniles to be prosecuted in adult court, either by lowering the age at which a juvenile could be prosecuted as an adult, or by increasing the number of offenses that juveniles could be prosecuted for.
At first, it was only murder, but recently the list has grown to include drug offenses and property crimes. And Soler says the charging of juveniles as adults is having the opposite of the intended effect.
Children who go into the adult court system are more likely to commit crimes when they get out. They commit crimes earlier than those who stay in the juvenile system, and they commit more serious crimes.
The whole point of the juvenile justice system is that children are not just small adults and have special needs. Rodney Cook, national chair of the Coalition for Juvenile Justice, worked with juvenile offenders in a program in Portland, Oregon.
It's setting boundaries. It's teaching them how to think through their impulsive thoughts and not to act on those thoughts, but to think it through and think of the consequences before they would act out any particular thing.
Even some juvenile justice advocates admit Malvo is hardly a poster boy for their cause. The sniper attacks he's been accused of participating in terrorized the entire Washington region for 3 weeks in October. 10 people died and 3 were severely wounded. Cook's group opposes transferring most kids into the adult justice system. Malvo, he says, is an exception.
He's older. Looks like there's repeat offenses, and he's a violent offender. So the coalition itself would agree that this person may be appropriate for, or at least to be tried in an adult court.
One of the sniper's victims was Dean Myers, a Gaithersburg, Maryland man who was killed as he gassed up his car at a Manassas, Virginia service station. While there is a debate among advocates over the rights of the accused, victims also feel strongly about the issue. Myers' older brother Greg agrees Malvo should be tried as an adult.
I believe it's the appropriate thing to do. Everybody has choices to make every day of their lives. You have to live with the consequences when you make poor choices, no matter what they are.
While Virginia law makes it clear Malvo will be tried as an adult, some advocates say it shouldn't be all that cut and dry. Mark Soler of the Youth Law Center points to Malvo's relationship with the other sniper suspect, John Allen Muhammad.
At least according to the news reports, there was a great dependency relationship. He may have been completely dominated by this adult. And in that situation, it seems to me it raises a serious question about whether he should be in adult court or in the juvenile court.
Prosecutors in Virginia are taking a hard line with Malvo. Among other things, they want his guardian, Pettit, dismissed, saying Malvo doesn't need one because he has a defense attorney. Pettit says his mission is to look out for Malvo's non-legal interests.
He is aware of what confronts him. He is aware that the Commonwealth of Virginia and the federal government are trying to kill him. He is aware of that, and he is appropriately concerned with that.
The death penalty is one of the key issues that surround this case. Virginia is one of 7 states that have executed juveniles. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.